has been 3 months of campaigning for the four candidates, Leslie Gwindi, Trevor Kiausiju, James Takavada, and Philip Chiangwa. And tomorrow, one of them will take over as the most powerful man in Zimbabwean football. All the candidates have made a lot of promises, but it is up to the 58 members IFA Council to decide as to which one of the four has sold them better ideas. The public have always had their own choices, but whoever it is does not matter as they do not have voting rights in this institution. As the clock ticks towards election time, Gwindi says he is the right man for the job, claiming his record speaks for himself.
If the media says, who is Gwindi? You talk about Dynamos. You talk about PSL. You talk about PSL again. You will talk about Harare City. You will talk about the Board of Governorship. And the same question must obtain other candidates. Who are you?
Not to be outdone is Trevor Kiausiju. A former player and Zifa president himself, Kiausiju says his dream is to bring back the good old days when stadiums were full to the brim and people were united.
When I played football and coached football, the stadium was full. People loved to be there. I want that love back again. We can achieve it together. Dream team to reality.
Joe, an international businessman with interests in South Africa, Nigeria, and the United Kingdom, loved off suggestions that he's not resident in Zimbabwe.
I'm here, aren't I?
On the other hand, flashy Harare businessman Philip Chiangwa, who has been flying around the country to meet the electorate, claims Zimbabwean football needs him more than anybody else.
I'm a success story in my own right as an entrepreneur. What Zifa requires at the moment is somebody with where we shall to be able to ensure that the contracts signed by footballers are honored, that they are paid on time, that the coaches are paid on time, that the entire Zifa staff is paid on time, that the debt Zifa owes, which is $6 million, are settled.
Takavada has been the most quiet of the contestants. The 1984 Castle Soccer Star of the Year believes his experience as a player, coach and administrator is what Zimbabwean football needs to reclaim old glory. Apart from the Zifa presidential poll, there will also be election for the Zifa vice presidency, for whom Omega Spanda and Lincoln Tasa are the contestants. 10 other candidates are vying for the 4 positions on the Zifa board, including renowned former referee Wilfred Mkuna and Warriors midfielder Edzai Kasinawuyo. The new Zifa president will only be in office for the next 2 years, as he is continuing the mandate of Kagwe Dube, who was sacked by the Zifa Council on September 5. By lunchtime tomorrow, Zimbabweans will know who the new Zifa president will be. That aside, action continues on the field of play with the staging of the 2-day Easy Call Cup semi-final extravaganza at Baba Field Stadium. First on the field of play will be the match between Zimbabwe champions Chicken Inn and Capes United tomorrow, which will be followed by the clash between Dynamos and Highlanders the next day. Although this game was hanging by a thread, after Dimbare threatened to pull out, PSL chairman Twine Piri said the matter has since been resolved, adding that Dynamos will play. The winners of the 2 matches will clash in the final, set for the National Sports Stadium next Saturday. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.